Free Talk Live. It is the live Thanksgiving Day edition of the program. That's right. We're here when other talk show hosts want to stay home because you're there listening, right? You are there, aren't you? 800-259-9231. Of course you are, because there are a lot of people in their cars on Thanksgiving driving from point A to point B listening to this show. And there are people still at home. Maybe you can't forget about the people that don't necessarily have family nearby. I mean, the fact is, I think a lot of people take Thanksgiving for granted. You know, they presume that everybody's got a family they can go to and see, when some people, their family might be dead. Or they just, you know, they don't live anywhere in the vicinity of their family, or can't afford to travel there.
Usually they'll be with friends or something like that. But a lot of people have exhausted their Thanksgiving activities and don't want to watch the Lions or the Cowboys play tonight.
Yes.
So, you know, they're just they want their other form of entertainment.
A little cerebral stimulation.
I don't think I've ever experienced someone having nowhere to go. It's usually an option of somebody choosing not to go to the places they've been offered. Because personally, like when I lived down in Florida, if I knew somebody who didn't have anywhere to go, I would invite them over to wherever I was going.
Maybe the case, but there are certainly still people that may not necessarily share with others that they don't have anywhere to go for Thanksgiving. I mean, if you don't have somewhere to go, then you could be seen as a little bit gloomy by going around complaining about it all the
time. It's a pretty popular conversation, though.
That's true.
Where are you
what
going
are you doing
for Thanksgiving?
I understand. Anyway, either way, there are people listening to radio and internet streams tonight, so I wanted to be live for you. 800-259-9231. As always, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Let's go to start things out this hour with a retelling of a story that we normally tell around this time of year, usually on Thanksgiving. Talk about the real story of Thanksgiving, because, well, they just don't give you the real truth in government school. So John Stoffel,
a lot of Indians, a lot of pilgrims, Everybody's thankful
happy
for the bounty and all that.
There's
good
stuff.
There's
some cornucopias. They have a big feast.
Mm-hmm. Sure, and that's all fine and dandy. But there's a better story behind Thanksgiving, a much more useful story, an educational one, and something that applies to one of the themes on Free Talk Live, and that is a theme of government is just not efficient, and centralized wealth redistribution doesn't work very well. In fact, decentralization is far more useful and far more efficient.
Yeah,
far more efficient,
for sure.
The marketplace, the free marketplace, as opposed to a centrally planned economy. That's what Thanksgiving's really all about. We'll let John Stossel tell the story from an article he wrote called The Tragedy of the Commons at RealClearPolitics.com. Stossel writes, every year around this time, school children are taught about the wonderful day when pilgrims and Native Americans shared the fruits of the harvest. Isn't sharing wonderful, say the teachers? They miss the point. Because of sharing, the first Thanksgiving in 1623 almost didn't happen. The failure of Soviet communism is only the latest demonstration that freedom and property rights, not sharing, are essential to prosperity. The earliest European settlers in America had a dramatic demonstration of that lesson, but few people today know it. Now, I don't know if I necessarily like John Stossel's use of the word sharing, because sharing connotates a voluntary association, a voluntary agreement. You know, if I sometimes I'll bring some apricots into the studio here, Mark, and you will pick some out and eat them during the break.
I've given you money for those apricots.
You have given money in the past.
I probably haven't compensated you entirely for the amount of apricots I've eaten.
Nonetheless, I never asked for compensation. That was something you voluntarily chose to do.
And sometimes Laura sends food over here for us to consume.
Right. That's
sharing.
I finally finished those strawberries.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's sharing, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's when you force people to share that it becomes a problem. So it's force that's the problem.
When I hear what he was pointing out about that school and stuff, I picture being in like elementary school and being reminded of situations where Valentine's Day, for example, you had to bring a Valentine for everyone because it wasn't fair that everybody didn't get a Valentine. We wouldn't want to hurt anybody's feelings. If you bring something, you have to bring it for everybody.
Well,
right.
I kind of understand where teachers come from on that, because I just wouldn't want to have to deal with some crying little kid who didn't get a Valentine when everybody else did. And, you know, Valentine's
Day. As a teacher,
I would
give a secret Valentine.
Valentine's Day is a mess. Well, then you've got a kid thinking, then you've got the on MySpace situation from last night that we were talking about. You know, some kid thinks that somebody, if they get only one Valentine, it's very significant to them, and they're thinking, oh, somebody really likes me who doesn't really.
Even with that example, and it's a better, it's an okay example, but even with that one, it's still voluntary to an extent because, you know, it's usually couched in the terms of, well, if you want to participate in Valentine's Day, then you have to bring a Valentine for everyone. So you don't have to necessarily bring anything.
I can remember situations where, like, I had one time there was this kid who brought some cookies or something for a snack,
mm-hmm.
and there was somebody there who didn't have a snack at snack time, and the teacher said that he couldn't eat the cookies unless he shared them with everybody or something like that.
So that was dropped on him right then.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, that's not good. But I just wanted to object to John Stossel's use of sharing as the bad word here.
Right.
I don't think it's a bad thing.
Yeah, it's not sharing, it's the forcing people to share.
Right, because when the Pilgrims first settled the Plymouth colony, they organized their farm economy along communal lines. The goal was to share everything equally, work and produce, and they nearly all starved. Why? Well, when people can get the same return with a small amount of effort as with a large amount, most people will make little effort.
A lot of people, but yeah, I'd say most people would.
Plymouth settlers faked illness rather than working the common property.
Now, there's probably somebody out there that really enjoys getting their hands dirty in the soil and something like that, and they might very well work, you know,
a
doing
small minority.
I don't, a very small minority, but I don't even know if I think that they would work quite as hard if they're not incentivized in
Absolutely.
The right way.
Some even stole, despite their Puritan convictions. Total production was too meager to support the population, and famine resulted. Some ate rats, dogs, horses, and cats, and this went on for 2 years. Governor William Bradford wrote in his diary at the time, "So, as it well appeared that famine must still ensue the next year also, if not some way prevented." The colonists, he said, began to think how they might raise as much corn as they could and obtain a better crop than they had done, that they might not still thus languish in misery. At length, after much debate of things, with the advice of the chiefest among them, they gave way that they should set corn every man for his own particular. Don't understand that.
Well, that's what they said. It's old English style.
Yeah.
So in the case of corn, every man got to
take his own corn
stuff.
First.
Right. Right.
And in that regard, trust to themselves, and so assigned to every family a parcel of land. See, they didn't even own their land when they came in. Everything was communally
Commonwealth.
Owned. It was, yeah, exactly. The people of Plymouth moved from socialism to private farming, and the results were dramatic. Bradford wrote at the time, "This had very good success, for it made all hands very industrious, so as much corn was planted than otherwise would have been. By this time, harvest was come, and instead of famine, now God gave them plenty, and the face of things was changed to the rejoicing of the hearts of many."
So,
of course, God didn't have anything to do with
it. God likes capitalism.
Because of the change, the first Thanksgiving could be held in November of 1623. What Plymouth suffered under communalism was what economists today call the tragedy of the commons. But the problem has been known since ancient Greece. As Aristotle noted, that which is common to the greatest number has the least care bestowed upon it. When action is divorced from consequences, no one is happy with the ultimate outcome. If individuals can take from a common pot, regardless of how much they put into it, each person has an incentive to be a free rider.
This is kind of like comparing a public park to, you know, an amusement park or something like that. The amusement park likely is taken far better care of, and more people want to come to it because it's a better place to be.
All you need to do to see that is go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Go to the bathroom in a public park, and then go to a bathroom at Disney World or Six Flags or Busch Gardens or something. So continuing here, he says that, so if you just let people take from this pot, they are encouraged to become a free rider, to do as little as possible and to take as much as possible, because what one fails to take will be taken by someone else. Soon, the pot is empty and won't be refilled, a bad situation even for the earlier takers. What private property does, as the Pilgrims discovered, is connect effort to reward,
yeah.
creating an incentive for people to produce far more. Then, if there's a free market, people will trade their surpluses, because if you grow a whole bunch of corn, you can't eat it all.
And you want to eat other things anyway.
Right, so you trade it to others for the things that you lack. Mutual exchange for mutual benefit makes the community richer. Secure property rights are the key. When producers know that their future products are safe from confiscation, they'll take risks and invest. But when they fear they'll be deprived of the fruits of their labor, they will do as little as possible. And that's the lost lesson of Thanksgiving. That's what the pilgrims really learned, and that's what they were really thankful for. They were thankful for the fact that they rejected communism and socialism and went to a system of private property where people owned the fruits of their labor.
I wish that every school kid had to hear that.
No doubt about it. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is the live Thanksgiving Day edition of Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Ted Anderson from Midas. November 21st, 2007. Gold, $799.40 ounce. Gold coins can be purchased for $823.55, $405.90 for half, $202.95 for quarter. That's $823.55, $405.90, and $202.95. Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast out on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Name things that just won't budge. The scale when you're dieting. Sunday couch potatoes. And a stuck oil filter. Now I've got a fix for one of them. And when I come back, I'll tell you.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going. Fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com.
I'm at a loss on budging scales, but stuck oil filters are no problem. I've got two fixes so simple, even you men can do it. Hammer a sturdy screwdriver through the filter's bottom half. Grip the handle, and using leverage, turn counterclockwise. Remove the screwdriver and spin off the filter. Or, gentlemen, wrap the filter with sandpaper. And using the rubber gloves you wash dishes with, get a good grip and twist off. These are great techniques for budging filters, but not recommended for moving couch potatoes. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to RoyalPurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. It's the live Thanksgiving Day edition of the program, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The wiki's there, over 1,450 pages, created by listeners like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive, wiki.freetalklive.com.
Perhaps you may own, or know someone who has, a company that is struggling to collect money owed from past due accounts. Delinquent accounts are problematic, not only from the standpoint of diminished revenues, but businesses find themselves sidetracked with the arduous task of trying to collect these accounts. Consequently, valuable time and resources are pulled away from principal operations. SACL CAI liberates businesses from inefficiencies and the vexing task of collections. SACL CAI, see their banner at freetalklive.com.
1-800-259-9231, live Thanksgiving Day edition of the show. You can call in, as always, about what you want, though I sure would like to know what you're thankful for this particular Thanksgiving. Although, in Sweden, I don't know if they celebrate that. Let's talk to Liam. Liam, you're on Free Talk Live in Sweden. Hello.
Hi. We don't celebrate Thanksgiving, but I can say two things I'm thankful for. First of all, whatever technology that makes it possible for me to talk to you guys all the way from Sweden is pretty cool.
Yeah, and that's, long distance been around for a long time, but yes, it is nice to have the ability to pick up a phone and have a friend or a family member be able to talk to you from thousands of miles away. It sure is something that we take for granted today, and it's a wonderful thing.
And another more facetious thank you. I'm thankful that the dollar is so low because it makes it possible for me to go all the way to America on trips. And that was one of the reasons that I called. Being in Sweden, it cost me quite a bit to make a trip to America.
I imagine
so. I'm having to decide whether I should go to the Liberty Forum or if I should wait until Porkfest.
Oh, wait, so you're trying to decide that right now?
Yeah, well, I kind of have to decide now because there's a discount and whatnot, and the hotel rooms are going to sell out quickly.
Well, it depends on what you're looking for. I mean, you're talking about the Free State Project. It's a movement of 20,000 Liberty lovers all moving to New Hampshire. They have two events every year now. There's the Liberty Forum, and then there's Porcupine Freedom Festival. One of them takes place in January, the Liberty Forum, and then the Freedom Fest, Porcupine Freedom Fest, takes place in the summertime. So there's two different types of...
I like Porkfest better.
You like Porkfest better?
See, I like the Liberty Forum better, but I think Porkfest is more of just a party.
Right.
You know?
Porkfest is not... The Liberty Forum was fun, and it's fun getting to know people and meeting people, but I feel like Porkfest is more relaxed and just kind of a everybody hanging out, but still sort of serving the same purpose. There's a lot of different groups there and speakers and that sort of thing.
It's the difference between a convention and a big party.
Right.
It's the difference between a convention and a campout,
New Hampshire in the summer, I like the snow and stuff like that, but New Hampshire in the summer is just breathtakingly
beautiful. It
really beautiful.
Is.
So, and then there's also curriculum as well. There's the Porcupine Festival is not as structured as the Liberty Forum. The Liberty Forum, you know, you've got concurrent sessions going on, so there's four things going on at once, and you have to choose one because you can't obviously be in four places at once, so it can be kind of hard to pick what you want to go and see and do because there's a lot of interesting things going on there. That's not a bad thing. It's cool because it's a lot of action packed into 3 days. That's one of the other nice things about the Liberty Forum is it's shorter than Porkfest. While the action is mostly on the weekend, there's a lot of things that are going on throughout the week. It's an entire week-long event.
For me, it would really be, are you more interested in a relaxed, outdoor activity sort of thing, or being inside a hotel convention-style gathering? Because Porkfest, people bring their bikes, people bring their guns, they go riding, they go shooting, they go hiking, that sort of thing.
I believe there might be a shooting thing going on outside of the Liberty Forum, but yes, you're right. It is much more of an outdoorsy occasion, Porkfest.
Where this is set up like a convention inside a hotel, and while it's still relaxed, it's a little more formal, and so I guess that's really what it boils down to, is what you prefer.
So with all that in mind, Liam, how do you feel?
Well, I am currently leaning towards Porkfest. One of the advantages, I don't make that much money, so I'd have more time to save up if I wait until the summer.
You'd also...
It's more just that I'm really impatient. I don't really like Sweden very much, and I love visiting America. And I'm just really impatient to get to New Hampshire again, and I don't know if I want to wait an entire 7 months.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Tough. It sounds like a tough decision. Either way, I think you're going to be happy. I think that they're both great events, and there's a slightly different crowd at each one as well, as you might imagine, because of the nature of the events. You know, it's a little bit more of a suit. Not that the Liberty Forum is necessarily suit and tie, but it's that convention atmosphere
There's going to be plenty of people in suits and ties.
Right. Whereas if you're in a suit out in the middle of the forest in New Hampshire, then you're pretty nuts. So there's kind of that different attitude between the two different groups, but it's a lot of crossover. It's mostly the same people going to both events, so either way, you're going to have a good time. Liam, any other thoughts?
I prefer wearing jeans and t-shirts, so yeah. I might.
Liam will be right next to you wearing a jean and t-shirt, so you don't really have to worry about that.
Yeah, it even still gets cold in the summertime here. I mean, if you're out in
It was cold this year.
Yeah, it was what, in the middle of July?
And
it was
60.
At nighttime?
You had to wear pants and a jacket.
Yeah, at nighttime I was a little chilly. I was a little underdressed this year. So
I visited New Hampshire in July in 2006. It was one of the best times of my life. I loved it.
I'll do it again, and we'll see you then. Thanks for the call, Liam. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231. And again, we talked earlier tonight with Irina Goddard, the Free State Project president, about the upcoming Liberty Forum. It really is going to be, and I still stand by my statement that I believe that it's the Liberty Forum that is the Liberty event of the year. Porkfest is much more low-key. It's much more hang out, visit some campsites, schmooze with people, have some conversations. I think the Liberty Forum is a little bit more, there are certainly more luminaries there, certainly more big names speaking.
Yeah. There's people having beer and eggs for breakfast at the Pork Fest, not so much Liberty Forum.
Yeah.
I have to say, and I know I'm going to probably catch some heat for this, but I really am not pleased with the keynote speakers this year at the Liberty Forum.
I think Bernard von Nothaus is going to be a fine keynote speaker.
I like a lot of the little speakers. Like, I really enjoyed Jim Babka last year. He was great.
He's coming back, and Jim Babka from DownsizeDC.org is planning another.
And Jack Cole, he's not there this year. It's Barry Cooper, right?
No. Barry Cooper's not with Law Enforcement Against Prohibition.
I know he's not, but...
But there is going to be another leap guy there.
Because I really enjoyed Jack Cole, too. But the keynote speaker, John Stossel, he's really entertaining to watch.
Well, John Stossel costs a fortune.
I know.
The keynote speaker currently, Senator Sununu.
Probably not charging much.
I wouldn't think that he's charging very much to be there. And, the other thing is there's different types of people in the Liberty Movement. Not everyone is going to be not every one of them is Julia Miranda. And so you've got to appeal to all those different types of people. I, for one, would be very interested in what he has to say. He's a rather libertarian voting senator. He's not Ron Paul by any stretch of the imagination. He's voted for some things that I don't support. But I can tell him that when I talk to him and thank him for all the great votes that he has had. And that way it encourages this guy who is in power, unfortunately. We have these people in power over us. And you can encourage him to vote your direction.
I understand why they did it. And I understand. I see your points. I'm just saying, I wouldn't want to go see him speak. I don't want to pay to see a politician speak unless they're, like Ron Paul. He's really different. He has different things to say. So I can understand wanting to go see him speak. I just could never imagine paying.
Well, there's a number of people on the list of speakers that I'm not particularly interested in, and there are a bunch that I certainly do want to see. And
I'm just
so I think that at that time.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not trying to jump down your throat.
I think they
have to appeal to a wider range of people than
I think that at the time that that guy's on stage, that politician, I think there are going to be a number of people that feel the way that you do that are going to be, self-organizing and doing something different at that time. So I think there's going to be something else available. It's not like that's the only thing to do at the Liberty Forum.
Last year there was nothing else available during the keynote speakers.
Well, maybe you should contact the organizers and suggest there be an alternative.
Or set up something like those other people did in that, they had Liberty Forum too or something.
Right, there was like the Alternatives Expo, which didn't even have the official blessing of the Liberty Forum going on concurrently, I think, throughout most of it.
It's really popular. They came back at Porkfest.
More on the way. Free Talk Live.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. 1126, or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. And you'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Thanksgiving Day edition of the program, and you, as always, can call in about whatever you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. If you've missed a moment of the show, we've got archives, an entire year's worth of them right there on the front page of the site for your downloading convenience. At freetalklive.com.
Now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save. LegalZoom.com.
That's you'll actually save 10% if you use that code, which not too shabby. Let's go right into the phone calls here and talk to John in New Hampshire. John, you're on Free Talk Live, and happy Thanksgiving, sir.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Hey, Liam, dude, come to the Pork Fest. You'll love it.
So why Pork Fest?
That's not to knock the convention-style thing. Liam and I have met, and I think that he would love Pork Fest. I think he'd love the convention, too. That's just having met him. I think that's what he'd love a little bit more.
Yeah, I can't go wrong. If you can afford to hit them both, then definitely do it. But I can understand that coming from Sweden could be a little cost prohibitive.
Yeah, and I haven't seen the thing that might be going on out in Grafton. I only saw that there's a rumor of something possible, other activity out there.
Yeah, it sounds like the Free Staters, the more sort of apolitical
into
types.
These little groups, oh my God.
Yeah, they've started to organize their own little, they're going to call it, I think, the Burning Porcupine Festival,
yeah, right,
sort of
right. Yeah,
akin to Burning Man.
I only read enough to know that there was something, but I haven't had time to catch up on even what the idea is.
Well, all that information is over at the nhfree.com forum. So what else is on your mind tonight, John? And first, before you go on, what are you thankful for this evening?
Well, let me say, the other night when I called and I mentioned that I was doing a little bit of yoga with a tape, Mark laughed about that. And afterwards, I thought, that's kind of funny. If he would do a YouTube search for yoga, he could find some things that are really funny. Like there's a thing from 1938, which is kind of funny. And there's a link that's also Kung Fu versus Yoga, which is hilarious. It's a real
wow.
Chinese movie thing. Just something to, if you think it's the idea of me doing yoga is funny.
Well, Mark's only laughing because he feels uncomfortable. He's actually got
That's
a big
okay.
collection of yoga
That's
tapes
okay. like
at home.
Like I said, I enjoyed it. At first, I was like, what the hell is this guy laughing at me for like that? And then I said, you know, we're all friends here. And I said, I need to, when I talk to Mark again, tell him that.
Very good, sir.
There's some good stuff out there, and you know the yoga positions are always so funny. You know, sitting dog.
You have to see this thing, Kung Fu versus Yoga. All the Kung Fu experts are going after this guy, but he can do these moves. It's nuts. It's insane. And the 1938 thing is just some black and white thing where this guy does this breathing thing. It's like you can see his spine through his belly or something.
Weird stuff,
ridiculous.
Man. What else, John? What else?
On the same night. Towards the end of the show, you started to talk about the post office.
Yeah.
And there's an interesting thing. All the, not all, but many of the witnesses in the Ed Brown case were post office people. And it's caused me to think about something that I heard about several times over the years. You don't hear about it very often,
mm-hmm.
about the post office employees and what else they do besides the civil service stuff. Is keep an eye on the citizens.
Yes, they
and
do.
Know who's corresponding with whom. And it makes me think about why the government will not ever let anybody compete with that.
Well, it wasn't a correspondence issue that the post office was testifying about the postal employees with the Ed Brown case. Ed Brown, of course, being a someone who did not pay federal taxes for a number of years, and the feds went after him, and then he holed himself up in his house for like 11 months before the feds finally they got him and took him to a jail cell, which is tragic. It's a tragic story. But the issue with the post office was that apparently Ed's wife, Elaine, and probably Ed too, but they were going into the post office to buy postal money orders.
I was there at the trial, and I know. I watched the testimony. They would stand in line together. They were not hiding anything. They were trying to be legal about what they were doing, and these guys from the post office would be talking to them all friendly and everything, and as soon as they left, They fill out forms.
Yes.
In other words, they're spying against
them. That's what the post office is, you know, it's their job. That's what they're required to do. If somebody comes in and purchases a postal money order for above a certain amount of money, I think it's probably $800 or $1,000, if they buy that postal money order, then they have to fill out forms. And if they come in and they buy money orders on a regular basis and they're recognizable, they have to fill out forms as well. And don't think that you're safe if you go to like AmScott or one of these other checks.
Guy or anything. If you remember after 9/11 and they started to talk about, you know, trying to get, like, cable people to report things that they see in your house.
Yes.
And all that. Well, I just get a bad taste with some of these post office guys.
Absolutely. There's no reason to get your money order at the post office. There are a lot of other places that will do it. Some places will do it for free, many check cashing services. I remember AmScott down in Florida. I think they're kind of a chain. I think they're more than just Florida. But they would do it for free. Many Walmarts will do it for free. So you can actually save money by shopping around a little bit. And the reporting requirements for the private companies aren't quite as awful as they are for the post office. So it's safer to go elsewhere. But either way, you still have to be aware that if they're asking you for your driver's license when you're getting a money order, there is a form being filled out about you. So you have to keep your money orders under a certain amount if you don't want those forms to be filled out. But even if they're still under that same amount, if they recognize you and you're coming in regularly, they can get you for structuring, which, again, you're saying that Ed and Elaine Brown were above board, but it doesn't matter to the post office. All they care about is numbers. If you cross the certain threshold, they fill out a form.
Right, but the way that these people treated Ed and Elaine Brown were like they were friends and neighbors. They were all friendly. They were filling out paperwork on them. And I suppose anybody that's in line with doing that and would take these jobs, I guess they're doing that.
Yep. Never trust a Fed.
But anyways, happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Yes, sir.
And don't forget, Mark, to look up the Kung Fu versus Yoga, because watch out for us yoga guys.
He better not be playing video games right now. I see him jamming that mouse button. Thanks for the call, John. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
My lips are sealed.
Uh-huh. Protecting you, I see.
I am not a narc.
I know a video game mouse button smash when I see one. 800-259.
I'm looking up that yoga versus...
yeah, you are. Sure. That's why you kept repeatedly pressing your mouse button.
It's hard to find.
You can't fool me. I know everything about games.
Another hard day at work.
Yeah, right? 800-259-9231. Feuds on Thanksgiving. Paula in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. We'll cover feuding here in a moment. But Paula, how's a Thanksgiving for you go? Does the family get together down there in Florida? What is it like for you?
We're in contact by phone or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But
do you have any feuds? Is there some bad blood in the Paula family?
No, it's just, you know, that, you know, the fuel problem, you know, and a lot of
people traveling
stay too.
So you think that's actually affecting a lot of people this year, is that people have chosen to not travel because fuel is, you know, $3 a gallon or whatever?
Yeah.
And flying is awful.
It is.
I tried to call y'all earlier today to wish y'all all a blessed Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's nice.
And, but anyway, we got some information. I don't know if you saw this the other night, but we found...
Man, that fax machine doesn't even stop on Thanksgiving, Paula, when this
one is. No. I'm not talking about that. This, we saw, it came out about this, that our government has nothing to do with NAFTA. It's who's controlling this are the big corporations. And they said, if we don't want to go along with them, they said, they'll let us fall. Anyway...
Wait. How's that going to work exactly?
Okay, they don't want all these different currencies. They want to deal with maybe one, maybe two, but they, when we started fighting this, they said that if we fought this, that they would, you know, because a lot of the companies have left and gone to Europe, and so they're the ones that are in control of this whole thing.
Paula, I'm sorry to tell you this, but I don't think you understand the monetary system and how it works. It's not the corporations that can, you know, kill...
Said.
The dollar.
Who's they?
This is what they said. The corporation said if we didn't want to deal with this.
All of the corporations, Julia,
yeah,
they got together and they said this.
They got together and they had a meeting on this. And they said if we don't want to, you know, if we want to fight this, they said they'll just let us fall.
Well, I don't know how that exactly works, because it's the government and the Federal Reserve that is responsible for printing out the funny dollars that we have in our wallets, and corporations don't really have anything to do with that. In fact, corporations are victims as much as anybody else.
They're the controllers of this whole thing.
Well, there's no doubt that corporations work hand-in-hand with government in order to protect one another. That much is for sure, and I'm not exonerating them from all charges, but to suggest that the corporations have any say over the currency of the country.
They're the ones that supply everything that we have. And you think about this. If they are controlling this whole thing, like other countries, like...
out of time, Paula. Thanks. More on the way.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating. But they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game. And above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at TWRadios.com. That's TWRadios.com. Or call us toll-free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at TWRadios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable. Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is S-P-Y-V-I-L-L-E.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating. But they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game. And above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. SACL's CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are for free. If you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then amp up. Head to amp.freetalklive.com. Learn about the AMP program. Stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is you send in $3 a month to the show, and we take that money in and turn it around into promoting the show and getting us on more radio stations across the country, thereby spreading the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com and get on board. Learn about the perks that you'll get, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only chat room and forum, all the details at amp.freetalklive.com. By the way, I want to say thanks to our board operator, Jared, who came in tonight specially to do this show. The network normally gives their board ops days like this off. And,
yeah, this was his day off. He did it on his own.
Yep. I'm paying him to do it. But still, he came in, and it's much appreciated because he didn't have to.
No.
You know, he didn't. And so big thanks, Jared, for coming in. And, of course, thanks to you for participating in this, the live Thanksgiving Day edition. Still enough time for your call, 800-259-9231. Whether you want to talk about the issues or just whatever you want. Maybe you want to tell us what you're thankful for today.
I'm thankful for this Kung Fu versus Yoga video that John fucking found. This is amazing. He's right. Go see this Kung Fu versus Yoga on YouTube.
That's what you type in, Kung Fu Yoga, and you got it?
Yeah.
Got
it? This guy is amazing.
Hey, we've got a phone call. We're going to the phones. Let's talk to Dave in Georgia. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Hello.
Hey, how you doing, all?
What's on your mind tonight?
I got something you need to record and also get it out. I'm a Vietnam vet, jet mechanic. Mm-hmm. All right, we all know the towers came down on 9/11 by a controlled demolition. If you think
no, I don't know if we all know that, sir. That's certainly questionable.
Hang on a second. If jet fuel can melt steel, I'll give you $10,000. All right.
Well, you know what? I could care less personally what the cause of the towers were, but whatever.
Let me tell you something. All right.
Go ahead.
The next thing they're going to do is they're going to suspend the election by setting off 3 nuclear suitcase weapons, one in Detroit.
Yeah, suitcase weapons don't really exist.
Let me finish.
You watch too much TV.
And then a thermal nuclear device.
What do we do about it?
Los Angeles. There's nothing you can do about it. They already got 800 FEMA. 800. FEMA concentration camps built.
800 of them now, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen the pictures of the alleged FEMA concentration camp, and it's an old Amtrak facility.
We've already gone by and taken pictures of them. Okay, when you take a picture of something, it's usually pretty concrete. Does your gas stove melt?
Yeah, so you've photographed a building from the outside.
No. We went there and almost got arrested doing it. We had to run through the woods.
Where was this?
Georgia.
Where in Georgia?
We won't say where because...
Oh, you can't even say. They scared you that much?
Listen, I've been passing out DVDs and the truth for 5 years, and I won't tell you where I just got out of, but I had to plead guilty to resisting arrest or else face 20 years in prison, and they tried to shut me up for passing this stuff out. We got cops that two tours of duty in Iraq came back a week later to me and said, my God, Dave, you're right. What are we going to do? I said, you're a cop. Okay? Listen, I ain't kidding you, man.
Now, what would you say to the allegation that suitcase nukes don't exist, sir?
Why did the third tower come down on 9/11?
I don't know, dude. I really can't answer that question, and I don't really care to spend the time figuring it out.
All right. Well,
because it's irrelevant. And I'll explain to you why it's irrelevant.
I got on PBS America Rebuilds, 1 hour, 9 minutes, Silverstein saying, pulled Building 7, which is an adjective. Yeah.
You know what? You 911 conspiracy theorists, you just go on and on with your little factoids.
It's not a theory, Jack. I'm a jet mechanic. Jet fuel can't melt steel. All right?
Okay.
Jet fuel is like any other fuel, only reaches 1,300 degrees, and steel melts at 3,000.
What about it, dude? Really? I mean, who cares?
They're taking away our rights, dude.
Well, that's true. I agree with you there. Freedom
Absolutely true.
Freedom is on the decline, but it doesn't matter about what the temperature of steel melting is.
They're taking away our freedom before 9/11.
It's okay to kill people to start a war? It's okay to kill our citizens so we can go steal oil?
No.
It wouldn't be okay if that were the case.
Don't put words in my mouth, Dave. Dave, don't put words in my mouth. All I'm saying is it doesn't matter.
I'm not putting words in your mouth. I'm putting words into the airways.
Yeah, goodbye, Dave. Not anymore.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. 800-259-9231. You know, it's so frustrating getting calls like that because he thinks that because we aren't necessarily interested in the minutiae, these silly little details and the allegations and their so-called factoids about what allegedly happened on 9/11, he thinks that we don't care about the loss of freedom. And that's not true. Of course, he won't let us get a word in edgewise to explain our position, so we have to let him go to talk about this effectively. And the fact is, all those little points don't make a difference in the long run. It doesn't matter if steel melts at 1,000 degrees or 500 degrees or 20 degrees. It doesn't matter. What matters is the fact that the government has used the terrorism as an excuse to take away freedom. The government has used it as an excuse to attack liberty in America. That's what needs to be talked about. That's what the real issue is. And scaremongering and fearmongering about nuclear weapons going off sometime next year.
Do anything about.
Right, is just, what's the point of this? I mean, really? And by the way, we talked about this. He wouldn't stop speaking, so I couldn't ask him how he felt on this. But we talked recently. Experts say that the whole suitcase nuke thing is more attributed to Hollywood than anything else. No one's ever seen a suitcase nuke before. People that know these things, that know things about nuclear technology, they say this is very unfathomable, the idea that there are suitcase nukes. So it's the government saying one thing and Hollywood taking that and running with it and putting it in their movie scripts and their TV shows. And
it's a neat idea.
Right. You think it's real. I understand why you would think that way. But, and again, you know, okay, so bombs are going to go off in Los Angeles and whatever, and as you say, we can't do anything about it, so...
He acts
spread the word
though,
about this for what reason?
He acts as though freedom only started getting taken away after 9/11, and it was never an issue before that. And that's just not true. Maybe you just started paying attention after 9/11. Maybe you woke up or whatever, but... it's just silly to suggest that after 9/11 everything changed.
Well, the conspiracy theorists were busy, doing other things before 9/11. Then it was, you know, the Oklahoma City bombing and the real conspiracy behind that. Waco, of course. JFK. Various others. Yeah, JFK. Of course, the conspiracy theorists are all over that.
Aliens.
And you know, you can claim it's not a conspiracy theory, but it's an allegation, sir. I mean, you've got people on your side that agree, and people on a different side disagree with you.
And Americans don't seem to care one way or the other.
But those two sides really care. Man, they go back and forth. They could go back and forth for hours and hours if they wanted to on this, and they both sides think they're right. I don't know which side's right. I don't know. They could both be wrong. Something else entirely might have happened that no one has thought of. Or whatever. Again, the fact is, those buildings came down. Doesn't matter if they were bombed or if a jet flew into the sides or whatever the true story was. The fact is, that's what the politicians are using as their excuse to destroy freedom. That's where you should focus.
And that's correct.
And that's what you should try to change.
He stated that, and he's correct in that.
Right, but going and fear-mongering is not going to do anything to change anything. It's just going to scare people that think the way, people that think the way that Dave thinks are going to get upset and frightened about that, and maybe they'll be so frightened they won't do anything. You know? And going and passing out DVDs and claiming you were arrested for it.
It's not going to stop bombs if they're going to happen.
He didn't get into any detail about his alleged detention or arrest and charging of whatever for passing out DVDs. Are you kidding me? I understand that things are getting pretty bad and news reporters and that sort of thing have been harassed by government police. So I don't deny that the government police are pretty out of control, but they threaten you with 20 years in prison for passing out DVDs, dude? I don't know. Where's the detail? He wouldn't even answer where it happened. So, suspicious call at best. Let's continue here to talk to Robert in Texas. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I was just going to tell you what I'm thankful for.
Excellent.
And it's Ron Paul.
Me too.
No, I really am.
Me too.
In my local newspaper, they ran a reproduction of the ad that they had in USA Today, the full one-page spread.
Uh-huh. Really?
Yeah, and I was really happy about that because I was considering myself running that ad, and it showed up today in the newspaper, and a friend of mine called me and told me it was there, and she's not even really politically motivated, and she said it was there, and I went to find the newspaper. It was all sold out, but I found one, and I was really just extremely excited to see it. And,
see, now that's exciting. That's positive. Talking about Ron Paul and getting people excited about liberty and moving towards freedom and the Free State Project, these are positive things that can get people excited and active, whereas that last caller was just doom and gloom, bombs going off, run, get to the underground bunkers.
Yeah, he was a little bit doom and gloom. I do believe that there are FEMA camps. I don't know about 800 of them, but I've seen the video from Alex Jones, where he was at the FEMA camp, videotaper from the backside. And,
were there people walking around, or is this just a building?
No, they have these, and there are certainly strange, barren, barren-looking areas. There are barbed wire fences. They look spooky from the outside. But there's no real, actual evidence of anything besides just an old, abandoned-looking building. And
I think all of that got started from that.
Well, let me tell you, there are definitely camps that FEMA puts people in. I mean, that happened after Katrina. So we know that those exist, but are they barbed wire? Are they as frightening as these people say? I don't know. We should abolish FEMA. I know that. We'll see you tomorrow night. Thanks.
You cannot truly appreciate the beauty of a silver Liberty dollar until you hold one in your hand. The way it catches the light, the heft of an ounce of silver, and the profile of Lady Liberty as she ponders a future bright with hope. That hope starts with the Liberty Dollar. In just a few short years, over 20 million Liberty Dollars are in circulation, with more than 100,000 people using the currency on a daily basis. Go to LibertyDollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR and visit LibertyDollar.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. You